The Justice Riders by Chuck Norris with Ken Abraham, Aaron Norris, and Tim Graham. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Broadman and Holman Publishers. The Justice Riders is read by Lee Horsley.
Chapter 1. Captain Ezra Justice dove for cover just as the vanguard of General Joe Johnston's Confederate Army rounded the bend, coming out of the small North Carolina town of Bentonville, headed northward toward Richmond. Lying on the ground, shrouded by a clump of bushes, Justice stiffened as he heard a sound behind him. His finger tightened on the trigger of his Lamat 9-shot revolver. From behind the bushes emerged a tall, muscular black man, dressed in a Union soldier's uniform, complete with a blue kepi cap and a perfectly tied dark blue bow tie. Crouching low, he made his way toward Ezra. Justice relaxed his grip on the Lamat. Nathaniel York, Big Nate, as he'd been known most of his life and still was, flopped down on the grass next to Justice. "Everything's in position, Cap'n," he said. "We're ready when you are." "Okay, fine. Good work, Nate." "Shades of Washington all over again, huh?" Nate pointed down the hillside toward the long rows of Confederate infantry soldiers now coming into view, with a supply line behind them.
"Let's hope so," Justice said, raising his eyebrows slightly and nodding.